Hello.
I'm looking to speak to Janet Munoz.
Janet Munoz?
Yes. Miss Munoz,
is
that you?
Yes.
Miss Munoz, just so you know, I'm not selling anything. My name is Will, and I'm calling from Arizona Opinion Surveys. I'm conducting a voluntary opinion survey, and I wanted to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. You may stop participating at any time. Is that okay?
Sure. Go ahead.
Thank you. I know still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you will not vote?
Definitely.
Thank you. And in the 2020 presidential election, that you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Definitely not Trump. That's all I have to say.
That's okay. This is a research study. It's not political related,
yeah.
So don't worry about it.
Okay.
So you say you voted for who?
I said definitely not Trump. That's up in the air. I don't know who I think the whole thing
so
is just all screwed
okay.
up.
Okay. So it was Joe Biden then?
Yeah, I'd go for Joe Biden.
Okay. Thank you so much. Just to be sure, we are representing everybody. May I ask your race? Do you identify as white, African American, black, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native American, American Indian, mixed race?
Hispanic, Latino.
Okay, thank you. May I ask your age? How old are you?
52, I think.
You sound young.
No, I'm like 52. I always forget. I always have to ask my husband, are you 51 or 52? I think I'm 52. Okay.
Let's say you're 40.
Yeah, that sounds better.
Okay.
Thank you.
And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, progressive, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
I'm liberal.
Liberal, okay. That will be somewhat or very?
Somewhat. I mean, I like I said, I just hate the whole politics thing. I just hate it all. I don't agree with anybody there. Any side.
I understand. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you. I'm going to read to you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the president and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you. And use a 10 if it is most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and a 0 if it's not important at all. You may use any number from 0 to 10. Protecting abortion and reproductive rights, 0 to 10.
Protecting abortion and what? I'm sorry?
And reproductive rights.
Okay. Protecting abortion. I protect abortion, yes. So I'm torn 8.
8, okay. What about protecting Social Security and Medicare?
Oh, 10.
Okay. What about reducing crime and gun violence?
10.
What about making housing more affordable?
10.
What about fighting inflation and improving the economy?
10.
Thank you so much. Next question. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
Well, that's why I just don't agree with anything. I'd have to say in between, he's doing better than Trump, I think. I don't know.
Okay.
I just hate the whole politics thing.
Okay.
They're all jokes.
So you say you somewhat disapprove or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve. Okay,
thank you. Now I'd like for you to rate your feelings towards some people and some organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion, if you never heard of the person or organization, please say so. Joe Biden, 0 to 100.
Fifty.
Okay. Republicans in Congress.
Zero.
Zero. Okay. Thank you. The Food and Drug Administration, or FDA.
Do I approve of it? Food and Drug Administration. Yeah, I've heard of it, but I know what it is. But yeah, I approve, I guess.
0 to 100, what number would you give?
Oh, I'm sorry. 80.
80, okay. Thank you so much. Next question. Now I want to read to you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important that issue it is for the FDA to be focused on. Use a 10 if it is most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and a 0 if it's not important at all. You may use any number from 0 to 10. Authorizing prescription medication, 0 to 10.
10.
Okay. Educating the public about food safety, diet, and nutrition.
10.
Okay. Restricting fatty foods and sugary beverages.
I give that like a 7.
7, okay. What about authorizing less harmful tobacco products to help adults who smoke move away from cigarettes?
I don't know, because my son, I don't need to explain, but he's a vapor smoker and I hate it.
Okay.
I think 8.
8, okay. Thank you.
7, better than cigarettes. Yeah.
Yeah. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Do you support or oppose that ban?
21 and over, do I support them selling? Yeah, they're adults, sure.
Do you support banning it?
Banning it. No.
You oppose it?
If you're 21 and over, yeah. I'm sorry. I just want to make sure I'm understanding the question right.
Okay.
So I think people, if they want to have a cigarette, they should be able to smoke. So yes, I think it's if they're 21 and over, yes.
Okay, so you will say you oppose that ban? If they try to ban it, you oppose it?
Yeah. Yes.
That will be somewhat or strongly opposed?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adult 21 and over, to adults 21 and over? Do you support or oppose?
I oppose.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older bring more benefit or more harm to your own community?
Harm.
That will be somewhat more harm or much more harm?
somewhat.
Okay, thank you. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or do you think there are other issues more important right now?
Oh, yes, other issues way more important right now.
Okay. When it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? Number one, prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors requiring the removal of nicotine or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive. Second, harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence, and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products. First or second? Which one do you think is the best approach?
Yeah, I know. I'm trying.
Or harm reduction?
Yeah. Harm reduction.
Okay, thank you. Now I'd like to read to you some of the things some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes out of the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned you are about the outcome. The creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales, making it easier for kids to get cigarettes. Are you very concerned about that? Somewhat concerned? Not very concerned? Not at all concerned?
I'm concerned about that.
Okay, that will be somewhat or very?
Very.
Okay. What about loss of tens of thousands of good-paying jobs, including unionized farm workers, manufacturing and maintenance workers, truck drivers, warehouse operators, and retailers who operate responsibly in the legal regulated industry today? Are you very concerned about them losing their jobs? Somewhat concerned? Not very concerned? Not at all concerned?
I'm somewhat concerned, yeah.
Okay, thank you. We almost done now. I'm going to read to you some statements people have made about the potential.
Hello? I lost you.
Oh, you hear me now?
Now I can hear you, yes.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. I was telling you we are almost done now. So I'm going to read to you some statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means that you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means that you do not agree at all with the statement. Today's adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups and populations suffering from mental health conditions and other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, when we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation support and harm reduction. 0 to 10. Do you agree or disagree with this statement?
5. Just seems like there's so many more important things that we need to worry about.
So you say somewhat agree, do not agree at all, or strongly agree?
Somewhat,
okay. Okay, thank you. What about America has a history of using unfair policies to increase the incarceration rate of black and brown people. This disparity between minority and white populations occurs because some police officers and legal officials use trivial laws such as marijuana possession to justify why these disadvantaged communities should be in prison. Banning these products will give authorities more power to put a larger target on minority communities where we might never return from. 0 to 10, how much do you agree with this statement?
Okay, again, I'm sorry. Just give me a quick run through again of
okay.
What you said.
Okay, so let me repeat the question, okay?
Okay.
Okay, America has a history of using unfair policies to increase the incarceration rate of black and brown people. This disparity between minority and white populations occurs because some police officers and legal officials use trivial laws such as marijuana possession to justify why these disadvantaged communities should be in prison. Banning these products will give the authorities more power to put a larger target on minority communities where we might never return from.
Okay, and I need to go ahead.
No, I was going to ask you, how much do you agree with this statement?
Banning those products.
Mm-hmm.
I don't agree. No.
Okay,
no.
So, okay, do not agree, okay. What about prohibition as a policy has never worked in America? It failed with the alcohol and it failed with the marijuana. Prohibition doesn't prevent usage. Instead, it creates an underground black market that relies on a smuggling operation by cartels and organized crime. These types of drug trades are linked to terrorist organizations and make our communities more dangerous. Banning these products will not stop people from using them. It will simply put more people in jail and get more people killed. How much do you agree with that statement?
I agree 100%.
Okay, you strongly agree. Okay, thank you very much. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. Let me ask you again. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Do you support or oppose?
I oppose it.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Do you support or oppose?
That contain no nicotine?
That contain virtually no nicotine.
I support it. Yeah, if people can do that, better for them.
Okay, that would be strongly support or somewhat
support? Strongly support.
Okay, thank you. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think that banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
I think it brings more harm.
That will be somewhat or much more harm?
Much more.
Okay, thank you. And will you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or will it have no impact on your decision of who to vote for?
No, it wouldn't have an impact.
Okay, it will be less, much less, or have no impact at all?
If they you're saying, I'm sorry, you said to support them banning it,
right? Let's say, for example, there's a candidate, you know,
yes,
that is supporting these bans.
Yes,
know,
okay.
Will his decision?
I don't support it.
Okay, so you wouldn't vote for him?
No.
Okay. Okay, so that means it'll have much impact on your decision.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. In the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Pipe tobacco, yes or no?
Yes.
Smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew, yes or no?
No. No.
Wine, yes or no?
In the past how many days?
30 days.
No.
No. Okay. Beer.
Yes.
Heat not burn tobacco products.
What is that?
I guess some tobacco products that don't need to be burned.
Oh, okay. That's pretty much it. That's what it sounds like. No.
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 Just like your son, you were saying that he smokes that vapor.
Yeah, he doesn't smoke cigarettes, thank God, but he's constantly vaping. I think it's worse sometimes because you can do it anywhere and do it and sometimes you don't realize how much nicotine you're taking in. So
okay.
I think I'd rather him smoke a cigarette or two, to be honest.
Okay. What about oral nicotine pouches? Yes or no in the last 30 days?
No. I don't even know
what
that is.
What about cigarettes? Yes or no?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. What about liquor or spirits?
No. Just beer.
No. Okay. What about coffee?
Yeah.
What about e-cigarette or e-vapor products?
No.
No. What about soda pop?
Yes.
Okay. What about cigars?
No.
Okay. Thank you very much. These last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year schooling that you have completed? 11th grade, high school. High school, okay, thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, widow? Married, okay, thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes, my grandson. Bye.
Okay. Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Do you think of yourself as being wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income?
It's a middle class.
Okay. Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
Of employees. No.
No. Doesn't apply to anyone in your household. Okay. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Suburban.
Okay. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community? Yes or no?
Do I apply? No.
No. Okay. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. You have a blessed night.
You as well. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.